lovely little lady with you. Is that a sex doll? What do you have with you, Kevin?
I would not carry my sex doll with me. I keep it private.
You got a weird story we're going to hear about, I guess, right?
Well, it's only weird if you think replacing your fiance because she dumped you with a sex doll that looks just like her.
Right.
And then you decide to take the sex doll to meet the mom.
Seems perfectly normal to me.
That some people would consider that weird.
But I'm not your mom. When'd you bring her in here?
Well, listen. One American dollar?
Yeah. On the program today? You know, have you bought your lottery tickets yet?
I have not.
Mega Millions is way the hell up there.
Is it? One point whatever billion.
Mm-hmm. And I have a little quiz for you about it.
All right.
Might win you a dollar to go buy a ticket.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I have to spend $2
on a little bit of a ticket.
It's only half a ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
There's an Amazon delivery guy who fell in a septic tank.
Oh.
So I'm going to talk to delivery drivers.
I bet his package smelled pretty bad.
We're going to talk to delivery drivers who have run into some weird stuff.
I'm calling from a septic tank.
You know that they have.
Yeah, no kidding.
Give me five. Led Zeppelin's first album came out on this day in 1969.
Unbelievable, and such a great album. So we only can pick five songs since it's Give Me Five, so be ready to choose five from that particular album at five.
That is coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
The insanely good new song from Ozzy's latest album, Patient Number 9, that is Nothing Feels Right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba Booey.
How was your Christmas?
It was really nice. It was really quiet. We didn't do anything. How about you?
Fine. It was good. Yeah. Yes. There was a man in Australia who was going to bring his fiance to meet his mom.
Oh, that's nice. Well, that's a good time at Christmas, and everybody's all...
There's a little bit of pressure.
Sure.
Because you want to make sure mom likes your fiance.
First of all, you have an Australian accent. Secondly...
Correct, yes.
It's mom.
But so does mom.
Yeah.
His fiance leaves him.
What?
About a month before this past Christmas.
Oh.
So what does he do?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Calls her and begs her to come back.
Doesn't work, what does he do?
Writes a poem or a bunch of love songs.
When that fails, what does he do?
Starts stalking her, hanging out in the backyard.
Right, and then he realizes that's not going to work, so what does he do?
Oh, my God. He throws himself from a bridge. And
correct. He buys a sex doll that looks, it looks just like her.
I'll do her
now.
Oh no.
By the way, the guy's name is Rod. His fiance Karina broke up with him a while back, so he decided to pony up $3,000.
Wow.
For a sex doll that looked just like her, named Karina.
Wow. Now, really just like her? Do we have a side-by-side photograph?
It's not bad.
Yeah, really?
Yeah,
they are getting very realistic now.
Except she's plastic. Which is insanity. So Rod decided to show his mom.
What?
Karina.
Come on.
He said, Mom, Karina.
She's like, you might have a go at him. I'm going to go in the other room for a bit.
Probably strapped her to the top of the car and just drove her down. According to the New York Post, it took Rod's 85-year-old mother a little time to warm up to Karina.
I was hoping you were going to say it took her a little while to figure out she was a plastic creature.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah.
She didn't know it. Why won't she answer me?
Why isn't she eating any of my food? She's just sitting there.
She did.
Yeah.
According to the story, warm up.
Get
to
out
Karina.
Of here.
Yes.
I need you to leave. I can't.
And was
that's
soon
ridiculous.
Picking out jewelry and clothing for her potential sex doll in law.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, I guess.
Yep.
Wow.
In the end, she warmed up. It was like a long-lost daughter. She really got into it,
God.
He said.
She smells a little like that Frisbee we used to have. Money, money, money. Man, do I love money.
I love NXS as well.
Great band. So good.
It's time, though, for...
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
One American dollar.
You know, I love this game. I love gambling. And,
yes.
And this game right now, we're going to combine all of that stuff.
So the Mega Millions lottery
is worth right now
$1.35 billion,
and apparently that's so high, and it's a second record high, I think, for
a
lottery.
So yeah,
that it's so high that the cash payout is almost $1 billion in itself. It's like $700-800 million.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
Here you go, take that.
The drawing's tomorrow night.
Yeah,
you
Saturday. Isn't it Saturday?
Not for Mega Millions. I don't think so.
Okay. But anyways, yes. So yeah. You need to get your tickets, man. Yes, I got mine. Yeah. I got mine in my hand.
It is the, it's set for Friday the 13th.
There you go. Yes, it is. The only two Friday the 13ths this year. So.
Yes,
That's my lucky time.
$1.35 billion. So yeah. What is the one American dollar?
This is what's crazy now. This is talking about Powerball. So it's not Mega Millions. But it's talking about Powerball. And this is crazy that this is out there. But I dug around a couple places and found that these are the most frequently appearing Powerball numbers, the ones most likely to turn up. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they're winners. They're just the ones that you will see, you know, that that get the most sucked up into the little hole thing the most. Yeah.
Now, this is not something, because when you have dice, number seven is the highest chance, you know, that you have.
Right. Because there's so many combinations.
It's the most likely number.
Right. Because there's so many ways to get to it.
But this is not that.
No. This is just that for some reason, the little vacuum likes these numbers the most and sucks those balls right up in there.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. So I'm thinking for one American dollar for this. this is so damn difficult, and I want you to win. But,
do you?
But we should turn it into sort of the game here. So,
I mean, it seems impossible.
I got 10 numbers here, and if you get, I'm thinking if you get three out of all them damn numbers, if you guess three.
All right, so I'll get six guesses to get three right.
Yeah, and if you happen to hit a fourth, I'm almost thinking two and three instead. But if you happen to, let's do that. Let's make it two numbers. If you get numbers, yeah.
I get one American dollar.
You do.
Okay.
And then if you get a third number of these 10,
right,
the most frequently appearing Powerball numbers, that's going to be your Mega Ball.
Oh.
And you're going to get a second dollar, $2 you will win, and you'll be able to go and actually buy a ticket.
I have a Mega Ball.
All right.
I don't know how to guess.
Yeah, it's impossible. It's bloody impossible.
These are the numbers that came up the most often.
Most likely, yes. Huh. Not necessarily winners.
69.
I just sort of have it queued up to the noise because I'm thinking.
All right, that's one guess. I don't know.
I like your. That's a good number to go to.
I don't know how else to guess because it is completely random, right?
Well, yeah, it is, and that's why it's impossible.
All right, number three.
Number three is not on the list.
Right.
Should I give you something that a friend of mine did when we were talking about this?
Sure.
She started saying, of course, this is not numbers that people play the most.
Right. It's the ones that come up the most.
Yeah. So, you know, the numbers people think are lucky or unlucky, like Friday the 13th.
Right.
So that doesn't necessarily enter into it. But, you know, I don't know if you want to consider it. I want you to win this dollar and then $2.
Are you telling me that 13 is one of the numbers? Is that what that hint was about? I'm going to guess 13.
Ah, cool.
You led me astray.
Here, kitty, kitty.
All right, so I missed three. I don't know even how to guess.
I know.
Number 10.
Number 10 is on the list.
Yes! Ding, 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 ding.
Oops, nope. That's not it. That's
too soon. I can play it if you don't.
Yeah, thank you.
You're having trouble.
Yeah, 10 is one of them. 10 is one that comes up the most.
All right. Wow. I just don't know even. 25.
25. 25 is
incorrect.
So that's five guesses there.
All right. So I have one more guess. Yeah. I've only gotten one right.
I can't give you the Powerball.
Wow. 69.
You know what? Now it is on the list. It's weird. It's just changed in the last
minutes. I don't have any idea. There's no way to guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are they?
Just throw out another number. Okay. What the hell? Maybe you'll hit it.
12.
Man, you what? Totally, yes, that's
what?
One of them. That's one of the numbers, 12. Check you out.
How lucky is that?
All right, so now maybe I can give you, didn't I say two? I didn't, but let's say I said two.
You said two, but I already have six guesses.
I know, but if you get one more, I'm going to give you that Powerball thing.
All right, 15.
15. 15, dude, 15, man. Not on the list.
All right.
Okay, here's the numbers, and I know it doesn't mean anything at all, but...
Yeah, I don't understand how any of them even come up more than any of the others.
But I would think I would want to start playing them.
Yeah, sure.
And of course they'll change, because it's not, you know, it's just random, but... 1, 26, 18, 10, 2, 12, 11, 9, 6, and 20. Those are just some lucky numbers, man. I think I'm going to go and walk into my local liquor store next time and say, yeah, I'll play these numbers.
69.
Yeah, 69.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact.
You ever accidentally called the police?
Accidentally call the police.
Come to your house?
No.
Mm-mm. Never butt dialed?
Nope.
There was a guy in Kentucky who was playing a video game named Rainbow Six Siege.
Okay.
From Tom Clancy. Mm-hmm. And he was chatting with other players.
Right.
And he said, I killed two people. Talking about the game.
Right.
But he had butt dialed the police.
Oh, no.
So the police heard him say, I killed two people.
Yes. And sounded a little proud of it, too.
And they surrounded his house.
Oh, get out of here. Uh-huh. Wow.
Made him come out with his hands up.
Damn.
Had to search the entire place.
Didn't find too many bodies.
Didn't find anything because it was just a video game.
Oh, my God.
But they do have to take that really seriously.
Oh, sure.
And I know that by experience because there was once when my fax machine, mm-hmm. Grandpa said fax machine, repeatedly dialed 911.
What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know why. I didn't know it was unhappy to begin with. I don't know, but... It was a Sunday morning. I remember very clearly. It was kind of raining a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I looked out the front, and I saw two police officers Woo. With their guns drawn.
Oh, man.
And walking up the sides of my property.
And you're like, wow, they finally found me.
Yes.
This is finally coming down today.
I started going through all the things. Now, what could this be for? Which one of the things
Who
could this be for?
Who called the cops on me this time?
Right.
Wow, that's crazy.
But they did come to the door, and I was like, hey, I don't know... Yeah, I don't know what's going on here, but they said somebody's repeatedly calling 911.
Someone's repeatedly calling 911 from your house.
They didn't know that it was the fax machine. They just thought somebody was calling 911.
Right.
So they did have to come in and search the whole place.
So they found your dungeon.
And make
they
sure.
They found your weed, huge, massive plants.
Right, but I was like, that's not why you're here.
Were they looking?
Inadmissible.
Were they looking for people?
I don't think they were really trying to
see if you had someone tied up that was trying to get a hold of the cops. Help me.
I don't know because I was handling it like you would. It was just like, I don't know what this is about.
Sure, come on in and take a look around. Hey, man, you want to hit?
See if you can see anything. And that's what they eventually found out, that it was
the So did they walk up to the machine? How did they figure out what the number? They must have known what the number
was. They arrested the machine. Had it put his little hands behind his back. Marched it out to the car. Let's talk about being a delivery person. Have you ever done that?
No.
Get that job?
No. Mm-mm.
Delivery driver?
I always thought I might like it because I like to be out, on the road.
And right.
I really like being kind of by yourself, but they have to put up with so much crap. They have to put up with so much annoying.
They have to put up with so much crap in this case specifically.
Oh, yeah?
Amazon driver fell into a customer's septic tank.
Oh, come on. No. Aren't those supposed to be covered? No.
Apparently, he walked next to it and the ground gave way.
Oh.
And he was putting the call out to get some help because he was in a septic tank. Listen to this.
So, delivering to this customer's house, and I just fell into a septic tank. I don't know if they were digging it or what, but I walked by it and the ground came out underneath me. I'm like 6 feet down.
Oh, no. Wow, practicing being buried.
He's 6 feet down, but he's only in it up to his thighs.
Only?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I tried using these roots around me to get out, and it just pulled more dirt on top of me, so I just called dispatch.
Oh, can you imagine?
Dispatch. Well, here's the deal.
Listen, I'm in a hole with a bunch of crap.
Hopefully they're going to get the cops or the fire department here because I definitely don't want to try to climb out on my own again because, like I said, the walls are kind of caving in on me. A little bit scary.
I mean, besides if you, start crawling out, pulling, and you do, those stupid roots give way, then you're probably going to fall back on your butt.
Head first?
Yeah. In a septic tank.
Now, we can't have stories worse than that. But
I wouldn't think so.
You're a delivery driver.
Yeah, what's the nonsense you've had to put up
any
with?
Any kind of delivery driver. Food.
How did things go south?
Amazon, whatever it happens to be. Something went south.
Oh, my God.
when you were a delivery driver. Now, first of all, I can't even imagine the traffic in this city. Being a delivery driver, just with the traffic in the city.
I'm really impressed by how they find places to park. And they generally don't block people. I mean, it's really pretty, you know.
They do pretty well.
Stopping in the middle of the street in the whatever you call it, the turn lane.
Yeah.
Whatever, is impressive, but insane. But, yeah, just finding parking would be bad enough, let alone falling into a septic tank.
Yeah, I don't think falling into a septic tank is great.
You got to have dogs. You got to have angry old ladies.
818-955-KLOS. You were a delivery person. What happened? That was maybe less than perfect. Call now.
Less than ideal.
Talking about a delivery driver for Amazon who fell into a septic tank.
You know, you think your day is bad, but you didn't fall into a septic tank up to your waist.
Correct.
So far today.
So we...
up to your waist in waste. Come on!
Didn't hear it. Sorry. We're taking calls on being a delivery driver. I do have a tweet.
Yeah.
I'm a delivery driver. Negatives, dogs, long days, crappy weather.
Yeah.
Positives, nobody looking over your shoulder. Good
Very
way to
cool.
stay in shape.
Oh, yeah.
Route wives.
Oh.
I said, define route wives.
I don't think you need a definition.
When you're a decent looking dude out there, you can really pull in the ladies. It's a common thing in the delivery world.
And then there's a lot of people out there right now that are deliverer people, and they're shaking their heads.
How about that?
You know, you don't see out of shape post men and women.
That is true.
They are in good shape. So if they're coming up to the door with a delivery, they got another package for you. That's what they got.
It could go either way. You're a delivery driver?
Yes, I am. And I can't tell you the amount of times that men have answered the door butt naked.
Oh, come on. Really?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Ta-da!
Yep. That's pretty crazy, you know?
Wow, that is uncool.
What do you do
exactly? What do you say to a naked man? That was a movie, wasn't it?
You try not to react too much. I just give them their food and get the hell out of there as fast as I can.
Sure.
Right, of course.
You know?
So they're just sitting there waiting. They're like,
Guys are the best.
You know, they know if it's going to be a man or...
Oh, that's right.
Know,
yeah.
To them,
oh,
you know?
I see. I got you.
You should put your name as Chuck. That way they'd be like, maybe they wouldn't be as... or maybe they'd be more naked.
That's a good idea.
Right? Change your name.
Well, you know what? My last name is Jeffress. I'll just say, hey, this is Jeff.
There you go.
That's the way to
do it.
You know what I mean? That's a good idea. I never thought about
that. Woohoo! We helped you. I can't believe it.
We solved an issue for you.
I love you guys. You have the best show. You're funny as hell.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And good luck out there.
818-955-KLOS.
Delivery driver, things go bad. We want to hear about it.
Who
else? Of course, the name of that album, which makes sense. I mean, who else would be playing like that? It is Jeff Beck and What Mama Said, 95.5 KLOS. I know that Matt is planning on doing a lot with Jeff Beck this coming Sunday.
Matt Pinfield with New and Approved Sunday at 8.
Since we found out yesterday, lost Jeff Beck at age 78. Bacterial meningitis.
Yes, that's... and it came on so quickly.
Really
quick. 2-3 days.
Yeah, but so Matt Pinfield will have a lot more. Of course, you're hearing a lot of Jeff Beck music here on KLOS.
You're talking about an Amazon driver who fell into a septic tank.
I'm here, you're trying to mind your own business, drop something off, and then you... Off you go.
Knee deep in there.
Now
you're knee thigh deep. Yep.
Whoa.
That's not great. Whoa. So you were a delivery driver?
I used to be a driver for...
Okay.
We don't have to say that, but and I had this customer, and he'd always tip me. It was always like one pizza. And one time he ordered 5 pizzas, went up to the door. 2 guys jumped out, took my pizzas, and took my money.
Come on,
really?
You're
kidding?
Yep,
assholes.
Yep. And it was a normal customer, like someone you knew.
A normal customer, but he moved the next day. Are you ready for that?
Wow.
He moved the next day.
What a jackass. After all that time building up your trust, you're like, oh, this dude's cool. He tips.
But he always tipped me good. He was,
So he just took it all back. Maybe it was just like you were his bank. You were his savings and loan.
He reclaimed his money.
What a jackass.
Oh, man.
I hate him.
Oh, I should have done something to his pizzas.
Yeah. Thanks, dude. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
You're a delivery driver?
I sure was back in the 80s.
And?
18 years old. I went to deliver flowers at a mortuary. Wrong delivery room.
Wrong delivery room?
It wasn't for flowers. They were full of dead bodies.
All right, slow down a second.
Yeah, let's unpack this. So you were bringing flowers to a mortuary house.
And you saw a sign that said delivery room.
And you figure that's where all deliveries go, like your flowers.
Uh-huh. And I saw the sign that said delivery room.
Right.
So that's where I went.
I see. Okay.
Oh. The door, and the room was full of dead bodies.
Right, because that's where they're dropping off the stiffs.
Good.
The delivery room.
Good times.
Have you ever seen one dead body, let alone how many were in there?
There was four, and that was the first time I've ever seen a dead body. Some of the bodies were opened up.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
What a great time you had. No, it wasn't.
Wow. Wow, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's
did you
not
quit
great.
That job pretty much right away?
I pretty much called him sick for the next 2 days.
Yeah, I bet, man.
I like it.
And truly sick. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
That's horrifying.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. I can't tell you what it was for, but I did home and office deliveries in Hollywood.
Okay.
And I used to deliver whatever it was outside. One day I got to the customer, the door was open, they said come in, and I went inside to deliver, and he came out with a towel on and dildos on his table and asked me if I would like to stay. And I said, thank you very much, and ran away. He said, are you sure? I said, have a nice day.
Are you sure?
I wonder if anybody's ever changed their mind. They're like halfway down the driveway. You, goes,
know,
you
what?
Know what?
I'm running away from you, but
I'm coming back.
I have second thoughts.
You know what? Let me clock out first. I'll come back to you after time.
Fantastic. Thank you for calling.
Awesome, guys.
818-955-KLOS.
You were a delivery driver. What happened?
Those guys just have their own very unique sound.
They do. I like that.
You hear it and you're like, oh, that's Black Keys.
I like that.
Love it.
The first Led Zeppelin album was released January 12th,
this
1969.
Very day. Yep. My sister had it pretty much right away, so I heard it down the hall from early on. And, of course, it was much louder when my dad wasn't home.
Of course. That's going to be our Gimme 5.
Yep.
Coming up in about 13 minutes. Right now we're talking about delivery drivers. You were one?
Yes, I am.
Right.
And when I first started doing it about 3 years ago, I got an order for alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for a huge Truly watermelon, I think, and a Smirnoff flavored vodka.
Right.
I get to the door. It's all dark. The girl opens up the door. It's all dark inside. I'm like, okay, I need your ID. She goes searching. It takes forever. She comes back and she goes, I can't find my ID. Now, this was before the company made you return everything.
Right.
So because of the fact that she was a minor and she didn't have her ID, I got to keep
the
alcohol.
Is that right?
Sweet. Nice.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. So what, she thought she was going to fool you that it's dark and you won't be able to tell that she's a kid and then she can't find her ID?
It was all dark. The whole living room, the staircase, everything was dark.
You know all her friends are hanging out in the kitchen.
Yeah, she's going to get some booze. Right? She's going to get some booze.
Right?
Well, that's awesome, though. That's
and you
awesome.
Got to
yeah.
keep it.
Yeah.
You
Woo-hoo!
Win.
Exactly.
Right on. That's awesome. Now, that's the kind of story we like.
No kidding. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
That and the dildo story.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, get that address.
Hey. Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
We're great. You're a delivery driver?
This is not bad. This is actually something good.
That's fine.
Sweet. That two in a row.
For the last 8 years, I have been delivering for Meals on Wheels.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Nice.
And you know what? There's no horror stories here. It's the great stories I hear.
Good.
You know, because a lot of the people I deliver to are elderly.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are men, you know, from World War II.
And I bet they're always got clothes on. They're not answering naked like these other guys.
No, I haven't came across that yet.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, that's a plus.
I got started doing it with my daughter when she was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's older now, but me and my husband, we continue to deliver every week. Meals on Wheels.
Right on Meals on Wheels. Yay!
Right. Man, it really does.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. About an hour from now, we're doing Gimme 5. Led Zeppelin's first album was released on this day in 1969.
Yeah, we're going to pick 5 songs from it, which is, we should just play the damn album. Screw it.
Just play the whole thing?
Yeah, top to bottom. But what's your favorite one from that particular debut? It's going to have to, you know, think about it. And
it's impossible.
Yeah, exactly.
Impossible
so,
to pick.
Right about 5, we'll do that. Brother, can you spare 5?
January 12th, 1969.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Was... What, 53 years ago?
54 now,
54 years ago.
54 years ago today.
Whew.
Unbelievable. That doesn't make any sense. 1969
we're old. That's what's happening.
But that's the very debut album from Led Zeppelin. And we thought we'd play, you know, there's 9 tracks on the album.
Right.
We're going to pick out five. Yeah, that way it's sort of like, which one is going to make it? Which one's your favorite?
Right.
Of the nine, if you have to kill one, four of them.
You don't have to kill them.
Murder them.
Just not listen to them.
What are they going to be?
955-KLOS or at Kevin and Sligo on Twitter.
And I thought we'd start off with Side 2, the first song of Side 2. I love the way this starts. I mean, some bands get a good start. You know, they come out of the gate pretty strong. And then there's Led Zeppelin.
With a song or two?
Yeah, just unbelievable. This day, January 12th, 1969, this album, very first one from Led Zeppelin's Zeppelin 1, was released. You know, I didn't know this until I was reading the VJ book. Mm-hmm. You know, the five original MTV VJs. J.J. Jackson used to be doing what we're doing right now. He was on afternoons here at KLOS back in the day. And he was the first dude to play Led Zeppelin on the air on
KLOS. Is that
KLOS.
Right?
Yeah. Hmm. So I was pretty impressed by that.
That's fantastic.
Throwing that in. All right, so the song that lent its name to one of my favorite stoner movies ever, Dazed and Confused on Gimme Five on KLOS. I'm wrapping up the Gimme Five with two in a row as they appear on the debut Led Zeppelin album Black Mountain Side and Communication Breakdown. You know, Noodles from The Offspring played that one right there, Communication Breakdown, mm-hmm. when he was here doing his Punk Evolution show.
Fantastic.
Because clearly that's a pretty punk-sounding little record.
It is, yes, that's
sort
true.
Of like out of control, and like he was saying, playing at the edge of their ability. You know, like they weren't yep. really sure they could do it, and they just did it anyway. So
I love that.
That was a very good, we were very happy to have Noodles here.
Coming up in a few minutes, we've got your tickets for the LA Kings versus the New Jersey Devils. This is Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
Yes. It wasn't last night. I think it was maybe two games ago. Mm-hmm. They do a selfie cam.
Right.
And they show people in the audience.
Right.
And they had the camera on a woman. And behind the woman was a guy who was mooning everybody. Like full.
So it was up on the big screen?
Full screen, big screen mooning
Ta-da!
Going on.
Presenting ass.
The hockey fans are different.
Yeah.
They're different.
So when we send you to this game, ..
Correct.
Seemed to make sense to me after playing all that Led Zeppelin to play Jeff Beck's Lead Boots from 1976, I do believe, right about there. And there you go.
We have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the New Jersey Devils. The game is Saturday night. Four tickets for you. We're going to do some hockey slang.
Ah.
818-955-KLOS. We'll start with caller 13.
Let's say they're not able to be caller 13. Where can they get their tickets?
You can get it at lakings.com/tickets.
Good luck.
KLOS, who is this?
This is Pat.
Pat, we have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the New Jersey Devils.
Ooh.
The game is Saturday, but first, I'm going to ask you a question about hockey slang.
All right.
All right. So when a goalie gets hit by the puck in the bread basket, where is that?
Idaho? Utah?
The bread basket.
The bread basket?
Yep.
We all know where that one's at. Right in the stomach.
Right in the tummy.
I mean, it's his chest.
Yeah, sorry. Right there. Like,
okay.
No, it's like you,
no, that's good enough.
Yeah. That's my dad used to think that was how, hey, you took it in the bread basket, huh? I don't know anything about that, kid.
You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the New Jersey Devils. It is Saturday at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets at lakings.com/tickets.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know that they've done a song that I don't like.
I mean, that's very true.
Really high percentage of songs of theirs that
and
I love.
That's pretty rare. You know, a lot of bands are like, well, it's the latest from Def Leppard there, Take What You Want.
From Diamond Star Halos, which is their new album. And if you'd like another song to listen to, it's From Here to Eternity.
Yeah, you're a big fan of that one.
It's
right?
My favorite song, yeah.
I mean, I have always liked Def Leppard. In fact, when you first showed up here, the very first song we played was a Def Leppard song, Pour Some Sugar on Me. Right?
Yes, because
back in the day at the other radio station, the other radio station in
Phoenix, we were trying 80s. Desperately to get them to play Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Because it was a big hit.
And
it was going to be.
We were told, and I quote, that song will never be on this radio station. And it was the number one song for that year.
Ended up being huge for the radio station.
Yep.
Can you believe that was 2 years ago when you first showed up here at KLOS?
No, I can't believe
that. That's insane. Two years.
Ridiculous.
You know, we should go home and lie down and have a beer and go, what the hell's going on?
Because
people are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
Egypt foils a plot to steal a 10-ton statue of Pharaoh Ramses II. Egyptian authorities have arrested three people for trying to steal a 1,000-year-old 10-ton statue.
Wow, three people?
The defendants were caught in a quarry south of the city of Aswan with manual digging equipment and a crane.
Oh.
They had to bring a crane.
No, they're not going to damage it at all. It'll be fine.
It was too heavy.
I can't move this thing. You got a crane?
An investigation of the suspect's mobile phones revealed that they had sent video clips of digging operations in what appeared to be ancient statues via social messaging apps.
Hey, look what we stole today.
Yep.
Well, this is worth a lot of money.
We haven't finished stealing it yet, but check this out.
Wow.
And the police caught them because...
Because they posted about it.
They posted about it.
Well, where are they going to put it? Where's it going to go?
I don't know what they would do with it.
Sell it?
Maybe try and sell it?
On the black market? Oh, we got a 10-ton thing here.
And once you get caught with a crane, it's kind of tough to get out of there.
All right, I got it off the crane, but it doesn't fit in my Pinto. Where are we going to put this damn thing? You don't find different tempos in songs like that very often.
Not very often, no.
And I always love that. I appreciate it. It's very punk, actually. They a lot of punk, but basically. Latest from Metallica, Lux Aeterna. That should be really easy for them to play on stage as they get older.
Yeah, no kidding. It is time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. A man playing a video game, Rainbow Six Siege, accidentally butt-dialed 911 just before he was talking to the guy he was playing, and he said, I killed two people.
And they took it kind of seriously.
And then the police sent out officers, and they searched the whole place.
Where are these people you killed?
Right, exactly. An Amazon delivery guy fell in a septic tank.
Oh, man.
So we took calls from delivery drivers, and a woman... We talked a woman into changing her name.
Yeah, because the guys at home, knew it was going to be a female showing up with their pizza or whatever, so they would greet her nude at the door. So now she's going to be Jeff.
Right. So if you see Jeff...
Yeah, be extra nude.
Peen.
Be seriously ready.
And we gave away LA Kings tickets for Saturday's game between the Kings and the New Jersey Devils.
Yeah, congratulations on that. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of us.
Enjoy that. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hi, words that make you crazy.
Blues.
I'm sorry. What was it?
Splooge. It's horrible.
I'm sorry. Your phone's cutting out.
I'm sorry.
What's
Splooge.
It? What is it?
Splooge. Like, okay, like a S-P-L-U-G-E.
F-L what?
It's S as in Sam.
Yeah.
P, like
Wait, you're fine with but...
Yeah, is fine, but Splooge, ew.
It was on this day in rock in 1969 when Led Zeppelin released their debut album. Took about 36 hours of studio time to complete. Cost them about £1,782 to do. And we're going to play a bunch of tracks from it this afternoon at 5 on Gimme 5. The very first rehearsal the police ever had. It was at Stuart Copeland's house on this day in rock in 1977.